This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hi, we're so excited to have you. It is our All-American Takeover, and this is you. Look at that.
First of all, happy Veterans Day, and Craig, thank you so much for your service. Yeah. We were doing some research on your history in the Army, and we could probably talk for hours and hours about your experiences, but from what I've seen so far, you are a true American badass. Thank you.
No, man, I'm just a squirrel.
I don't know about that.
Spoken like a true American badass, by the way. They all say that, every single one of you.
I got to work with some true American badasses. I did get to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for it. 17 years. I thought this was really interesting that you were awarded the highest civilian honor as well. Can you tell us what was that all about? And how does one get that?
Well, I don't know the prerequisites for getting it, but I do know that it happened after I had left the military. And I'd been doing all of these USO shows and tours, and I think it had a lot to do with that and the tributes that we pay to the men and women that serve. But I'll be honest, you know, like everybody out there, like every, I'll use the term patriot, everyone that supports our military, all of these people, no one does it for awards. Everyone does it like you guys are talking about our military. You're not doing it to try to get an award or a certificate. You do it because you believe in what it stands for. And that's the same reason I did accept that award and was grateful and humbled for it and by it. But I accepted it on behalf of all the people that behind closed doors and in the dark do all the wonderful things that they do for our military that never get any recognition. So if by me standing up there and utilizing my platform in a way that brings more attention to the military and as well other people who do for them, then it's a good thing.
I appreciate that. And I'm glad we're talking about it because I think that it is important to keep talking about it and to bring that attention. So thank you for telling us about that. Let's talk about music now.
Let's do.
Okay. Can we, so let me grab my, I want to go back to Rob had a story about Redneck Hot Club. Can we bring that up? Just.
Oh yeah. I mean,
because God knows what Rob has. He didn't tell me the story. So I'm quite frankly, I'm, disclaimer award or disclaimer on that.
Well, yeah, before we get to the new album, I just feel like a lot of your music was like, it brings me back to a very important time in my life, 18, 19 years old, you know, high school, just getting into college. And I feel like when you're growing up, that type of music that you're listening to at that time is like that's your stuff for the rest of your life. So I remember the first time I ever heard Redneck Yacht Club. And it was an epic moment. We were out on the lake. We were on a boat. It was just like local country station was on. And we were partying and stuff. I started hearing these lyrics and I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? So I turned it up and I can go back to that moment. And I'm just like, God, I literally told my friends, I'm like, listen to this song. I go, this is what we're doing right now. And it was all of our first time hearing it. It was just, man, it was such a cool moment.
Man, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. Because, you know, that's in all reality, any of us that do what I get to do right now, that's really why we do it. I don't write songs from just for me. I mean, I do enjoy it. I love it. I'm grateful for it. But I write music and I record songs and I produce records and so on and so forth in hopes that I in some way move, motivate, encourage, or whatever other people. I mean, that's what music does. And I think it does it better than anything else. You know, when you watch a movie, you're not left, there's not a lot left to the imagination. Now, you might remember a movie that you watched when you was on your first date, but when you hear a song, you apply your own personal movie to that right. song. And that's what music does. And I love that. So I love when I hear stories like that.
We even made Redneck Yacht Club t-shirts after that. we did.
Hey, you wouldn't believe all the Redneck Yacht Club t-shirts I have from the Redneck Yacht Clubs around the country.
Yeah, oh, they're all over the place.
That's fantastic. Every one of them. Oh my God, that's awesome. I never thought that. Can we talk about the new album and the new song, How You Make a Man? This is what I thought fascinating, because you are a songwriter, but you didn't write this particular one. What stood out with this one where you're like, nope, this is my song?
From the very first time I heard it, actually, listen, so it was pitched to my my co-writer and co-producer, Phil O'Donnell. He and I write and produce my stuff together. And he calls me and says, hey, I got a song, I'm gonna send it to you. And we were right in the middle of writing something else that I really believed would be like the biggest thing ever. And I still believe it's one of the biggest things I've ever written. That's one part of the new music. And I listened to the song. When it got to the end of the first chorus, I stopped it. I immediately text him and I said, I haven't finished it, but tell him I want to hold it. And he said, okay. So then I finished the song and I called him and I said, I don't want to wait to cut this. And I said, I know we're not finished with this other song yet, but I think we can finish it between now and the time we get in the studio to cut this. And that's exactly the way that came about. But it was just because of what it said. Preacher said on the sixth day, God made Adam out of dust. Teacher said that the Big Bang is where we came from. Mama said, it's a miracle. We're all born straight out of love. But Daddy said, let me tell you, son. These lines right here in this chorus hammered me because it's so true. You run, you crawl, you rise, you fall, you hit your knees until you learn to stand. That's how you make a man. And I think in our society these days, we've gotten so far away from understanding and appreciating that difficult times in our lives make us stronger and better people. So we've shied away from things that might, in fact, make us better people. We get inside our own little bubbles as a society. I can't say this for everyone, but I think generally speaking, we kind of get in these little bubbles. And this song talks about how that's not what makes you better. What makes you a better man? Or in my opinion, this song is called How You Make a Man. It's really called, should be called How You Make a Person. Just going through those difficult times and the heartache and hardships, that's what makes you stronger.
Just a woman. It's the same. Yeah. I don't know why, but it reminds me of, like, have you ever heard the story about a buffalo and if they see a storm coming, they go into the storm because they know that the storm will be less than if they keep running away from the storm and then they become better. And that's like a whole, I don't know why that your song makes me think of buffaloes and that, but it does.
I don't know. When you said the story about buffaloes, I thought you was going to talk about the three buffaloes and they brought in the big giant buffalo.
No. Just like the fact that, like, when you have hardship or a storm, if you will, that if you go into it, you're better on the other side. And if you go into the storm and you really
hit it head on,
you hit it in it. Yes, you're better on the other, and you're usually not in that storm for quite as long. It's a life lesson.
Run from it. That's right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being in a bubble, A God, Family, and Country came out in 2020, and we were all locked in, and we were all shut down. So, I'm kind of thinking this is why we're getting a little revamp, getting a deluxe version to come out now that we are back out of our hiding under a rock.
Wait,
100%.
What is the song on this album that you were just talking about that you were writing when How You Make a Man came to you? What was that song?
Sounds Like Home, Don't It? Sounds like home, don't it? Little bit of back road on it. Train rolling by about a quarter after five with the whistle blowing. I mean, it's just a real song, and it's kind of like Redneck Yacht Club. You know, you said when you could remember when I hear that song, every line, I can envision that time in my life. I can see me driving down that gravel road, 33s grabbing the gravel. I can see the burn barrel fires, rusted barbed wire. All of those things are very visual for me.
Yeah. Oh,
they're perfect images. Well, and on this album, you not only have the new stuff, but you have your older stuff too. Like, That's What I Love About Sunday, which is just a great song. But can I ask you a dumb question? Since you already told you about the Buffaloes. That was dumb too. I mean, it was made sense. Is Sunday your favorite day? Or do you have a different day of the week? Saturday's my favorite.
I think Sunday's probably my favorite day. Yeah. Sunday and Monday. See, Sunday and Monday is my Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
We work Fridays and Saturdays almost all the time. It feels like now, you know, we take some time off in the winter, but yeah. Sunday is I'm finished on Saturday. I go to church on Sunday and then we relax, you know, and yeah. So Sunday is probably one of my favorite days.
Wait,
and
so
no
you're
one from work calls me.
But you're living the song every Sunday. Cause that's literally
absolutely.
Wow. Okay. I just love that.
You know, it's funny talking about, you know, back when I was whatever age I was, when that song came out as well, probably around the same time. I remember thinking at that time, I was like, I wasn't a fan of Sundays because Sunday meant for me, the party was over, had to get back to school or get back to work on Monday. But now that I'm a little bit older and you know, have a wife and a son, that song is different for me now. And I do really appreciate it. So it's like, it's cool how a song can change throughout your life, you know, as well, could take on a different meaning.
Oh, 100%. Again, that's the great thing about music. You know, you're talking about that song when it came out like then, and then, you know, we recut these things and put them on the new album, the God Family Country album. I find it fascinating. I've been doing this for about 20 plus years now. And I'm fascinated when I look out in the audience and I see someone singing this song word for word, and I'm not sure if they're as old as the song is. So, yeah. You know, someone asked me, why did I put these songs back on? Because there's a whole new generation of fan base that are hearing these songs, and I want them to know who's singing it so they can listen to the new stuff as well. So I'm always fascinated by that and humbled by it. I got to be honest. It's neat to see a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old, as well as a 40-year-old and 50-year-old singing the song, the lyrics to a song that you recorded a long time ago.
You actually see that on TikTok a lot. Kids that are like, oh my God, listen to this song. And I remember doing that with my dad with like Led Zeppelin. I was like, Dad, listen to it. He's like, I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it. And I was like, but it's so new and it's amazing. So yeah, you're right. People are just experiencing all that good stuff.
What did, Craig, what did you grow up listening to that was like your parents' music that you really took a liking to?
Man, my dad was a country music guy. So Merle Haggard, Vern Gosden, Gene Watson, John Conley, Jim Ed Brown. Those were guys that I can remember my dad listening to and singing as well, their music. But I also was introduced, you know, to Chicago, Lionel Richie, Luther Vandross. My mom and dad listened to a wide variety of music, and I think I inherited that same desire. And I truly believe it's because of that that I record the types of songs that I do today. Every one of those people were great storytellers in my mind. I loved listening to their music because I always felt like there was a connection. And not to say that some of the stuff today doesn't connect, but I feel like back then and in some of the more traditional stuff in the country realm, and then the guys like the Commodores, Lionel Richie as a solo thing, Luther Vandross, they told such great stories throughout their songs. James Taylor was one of my all-time favorites. I mean, I just love listening to James Taylor because they were such great stories.
Yeah.
It's funny that you bring all of them up because all of those are classified as yacht rock, and it just kind of goes with your redneck yacht club. Because like Commodores, like Moody Blues, Chicago, that's all like yacht rock, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, you brought up storytelling, and I know this will be our last question before our final last question, and we'll let you go. do you believe that storytelling in country music or anywhere, you have to be telling a story with your songs? Because that seems to be a common thread with it. Or I don't know, can you just have a bunch of the same lyric, you know, some of those songs are just a hook.
Do you have to? No.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, I feel like I do. It's easier for me to write when I have a concept, when I have a great melody and a story kind of outline. Sometimes people say something like, you know, burnt coffee, and I have this entire mini movie playing through my head based on those two words. That's the way I write. So I can see a beginning, a middle, and an end to the story for the most part. Now, sometimes that gets manipulated throughout the writing process, but do you have to have that? I mean, there's proof out there that you don't. I was watching a video the other day. I forgot about this Milli Vanilli video, and it was just so mundane, and it was horrible. It was just the dumbest song ever. And I can remember,
girl, you know it's true. Yeah.
It was so dumb.
Do you remember how mad everyone was when they found out they were just lip syncing all the time? It wasn't the real guys.
Oh, if they only knew how many singers today really don't sing the way they do.
And we know that's not the case for you because you just sang for us.
Yeah.
Well, I will sing. I don't know that I'm real good at it, but I do like it.
No, it's great, man.
You've got the best voice. Yeah.
Before we get going, since we are celebrating Veterans Day, of course, thank you again for your service. Is there anything that you would like to say to all the veterans out there today?
I say this from my stage every night, and I mean it sincerely and wholeheartedly. And not because I have served, but because, again, I've had the privilege of working with some of the greatest Americans in the world, the greatest people, not just Americans, and not just in our country, but in the world. And that is, if it were not for those men and women and their families who are willing to put themselves in harm's way, we would not celebrate the freedoms that we do in this nation. So we owe them a great deal of gratitude, and I will always thank them until the day I'm gone. And even though having been one of them, and to the veterans, I'm going to tell you this. I know most of you, the ones I know, we all talk about this sometimes. It is not offensive to have someone say thank you. Don't be embarrassed. Shake their hand. Know that that is their way of celebrating their freedom, is by thanking you. So thank you to all of them.
Amen.
Very important. Yes.
Thanks,
thank
Craig.
You. Do you have a stand-up comedian that makes you laugh, Craig?
Larry the Cable Guy, Dan, listen, he's funnier off the stage than he is on the stage. And I would, because I know these people, Bill Engvall is absolutely the exact same way. Bill's so much funnier off the stage. And I think it's because he's not restricted as much, but two of the funniest people I know in the world.
I used to work at a radio station where Larry the Cable Guy would come in like every Wednesday or something like that. And he'd come in and do his Larry the Cable Guy thing. He'd be like, oh, see you later. And then he'd be out. And I was just like, man, that guy's so cool.
However many years ago, we both did our very first deal for the record label. We were both on Atlantic Records. And he went in and did about a 5-minute shtick in a suite at CRS before I went and played like 3 songs.
That's crazy.
He's a great warm-up.
It was awesome.
Oh, I love him.
All right, Craig,
Larry the Cable Guy.
I know we don't have a ton of time. There's so we need like a good 4-hour podcast, I think, to cover all the all the stuff that
you can read about most of it in the book, though.
Yes. So congrats on everything. Can't wait to hear some of the new stuff you're sprinkling in with the deluxe album. And again, thank you for joining us for Veterans Day and for your service.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.